Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Call this dirty water, but it's much, much better than
the Standells.
I know they weren't
even from Boston, but it's a great song.
All right, it's a great song, and there's a great beer that we want to talk about. I can say it's great because I've spent time with this company. I've done some sampling because I had to for journalistic endeavors.
Yes, research, huh?
It's all about research. Here with us is Mark Hellenjung. He's president of the Narragansett Brewing Company, joining us here live in Boston.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm doing great.
You are doing great. I mean, talk to us.
He's already ahead of you. You don't need to ask any questions.
All right, I'm going to have to
there
do this.
There you go. Go ahead. Go. Let's do some research.
Right. Wow, that sounds
we're
good.
We're going to do some research here.
There you go. So
you took this great brand that was the biggest, right, largest market share in New England.
Had a 65% market share in New England.
And then it didn't do so well.
No, it was bought out by a company called Falstaff, and Falstaff went bankrupt, and they cut marketing, cut salesmen, changed the quality
they
of the beer.
They screwed up.
They really screwed it up.
And then you came into the picture.
Yeah, 2005, I got the brand back and started brewing the original recipe. And
that was important, right?
Well, it's got to start with great quality, and I always say it's great to bring it back to the original recipe. It's a good story, but even more important, it's a great beer, and that's not just me saying it. It's the highest rated beer by Beer Advocate, won a bronze medal at the World Beer Cup. So
he's smiling because he's really proud of that.
I gotta ask you, Hellenjung?
Yes, sir.
Hellenjung.
Tim's not Hellenjung. Gonna let this
Hellenjung.
Go.
What? You told me that's a German name from Pomerania, from the old country.
Yes.
Why do Germans make such great beer?
Well, I think it starts with passion. I couldn't tell you why, but I think Germans like drinking beer. I know I probably shouldn't talk about this, but my dad had a European kind of attitude towards drinking, and okay. He would allow me to taste it while listening to a ball game growing up or
my
whatever.
My parents too, same background.
Yeah,
as a little kid.
Obviously we have to obey the laws, but I don't technically see anything wrong with that as long as it's in your own house and it's your own family. So you get that
taste.
Well,
just tell
me
about the six brothers. I'm going to let you get out of this hole. Go ahead. Tell us about the brothers. Come on. Well, take the lead.
No, a lot of beer drinking there.
Six German immigrants started Narragansett Beer in 1890. And really, when you think about the American beer landscape back then, it was a lot of heavy, warm English-style ales. And these Germans said, I want a lager, much like from the home country. And they took a chance in that. To make a lager, it takes a lot more equipment. It takes a lot more time.
And why is that? What's the equipment that you need for
that? Well, when you lager a beer, it's done at colder temperatures. So lagering is refrigerated fermentation in German. So that takes more money. And to ferment a lager beer takes about 3+ weeks, where an ale, you can get that done in about 10 days. So it's longer, it's more equipment, and so all that equals money. And so
costs
it's a lot
more to make.
Costs more to make, so these guys took a chance to do something different, but something familiar to them back in 1890.
Did you take a chance to do something different, or did you grow up knowing that you were going to run a beer company?
You did Nantucket Nectars for a while, too.
I did juice for a little while.
Go ahead, tell us. Give the details.
Well, my college buddies started Nantucket Nectars.
A
small little endeavor. But, again, started with a passion for something different.
Right.
And think back, 1990, juice was frozen Tropicana that you'd pull out of your refrigerator and or freezer and let it thaw and mix it there. So we had something truly unique there. We had a great ride, sold that to Snapple, and about 2002 I spent a little bit of time at Magic Hat, and like I said, I love beer. I've been drinking for a while and been in this business.
And that you were there, that helped you in getting the attention of the guys who had owned Narragansett, right? Because their kids had liked it. Because there were a lot of people who wanted to they approached them about wanting to bring back the brand.
Right. Well, see, I did the deal with Pabst, and Pabst owns all these great beers. I was talking to Kathleen before about Olympia, and so they own Olympia and Schaefer and Peel's and Schlitz and Narragansett.
But tell us about the company that owns it, because there's been a real effort to consolidate the brands and then figure out what to do with them, right?
Right. So Pabst really was a great repository for all those brands, and they weren't really doing anything with any of them, and you know, Woody Allen has a great expression, 80% or 90% of life is just showing up. And I took a chance and called Brian Kovalchuk, who's a great friend of mine. And he said, you know, I get calls from nuts like you all the time trying to bring these brands back. And, you know, what makes you different? I'm like, well, I don't know. I've had a little bit of experience in beverages with Nantucket Nectars, and his kids, as you mentioned, Carol, had a great affinity for that. And that sort of opened the door. And 2 years later, I was making Narragansett beer.
Speaking of opening up the door, right now it's your beer's made up in
Rochester, New York.
Up in New York.
Yep.
But you're trying to get a brewery going back home in Rhode Island.
Yeah, I think it's when I started this journey, we could put all our money into sales and marketing and make it work, or we could build a brewery and hope that it worked. So we did the former, but when we did that, we knew we always would have to build a brewery, bring it back home to really complete this mission, and so that's what I'm really working on now.
And I've toured the space, and it's an old brewery, isn't it?
Yeah, it was built, a great building built in 1893.
It's
the
cool.
Providence
it's
Brewing Company. It's just beautiful, and to be in a place like that just embodies the soul of this beer and this brand would just be tremendous.
You're doing a line of shirts, too? I got to notice. I mean, these are very nifty shirts that you're wearing.
Well, no, this is a off-the-rack Izod shirt with a Narragansett patch sewn on.
But can you get the Narragansett patch?
Shirt, I'll mail you the patch. 67th Street, Providence, Rhode Island.
Go ahead. Give the ad. How can people learn more about the beer and about you?
Well, NarragansettBeer.com is our website. But it's funny. There's not a lot of traffic on websites anymore. It's really done through our Facebook page, Narragansett Beer, and our Twitter feeds.
What do people just do? Google search for or Bing
well,
search
you're
for?
You're in a bunch of cities around the country, and you can also buy it online, right?
Well, yeah, you can't buy it online, but get it in Bart. We're in New York, Philly, D.C. We just rolled into there, so Florida's been going great for us. So it's
distribution a challenge, as always?
Yeah, it's competitive.
Because there's a lot of craft beer. I mean, there's a lot of beer out there that's good quality.
Yeah. Well, you've got the mega guys on the top, and then you've got all these great nanos and startups on the bottom. There are more breweries in America today than in any period of history. So it's highly competitive, and a lot of those are new.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks,
Ben.
Great
to have you here. Mark Hellendrung. He's the president of Narragansett Brewing. We're broadcasting live from South Station, Boston.
It's time for us to drink up, I think.
More research. This is Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.